Now, a couple of weeks ago, we spotted a video online of the most heartwarming reunion between Grace Fanning and her daughter, Fia. Grace had just returned from an away patrol on the Irish Navy ship, the L.E. Roisin, that she's the captain of. And she has since been back to sea, but joins us now from dry land, Lieutenant Commander Grace Fanning. Good afternoon. Grace, how are you?
Hey, how are you getting on? I'm not sure how I'm going to follow Frank, but I'll do my best.
Can you sing?
I can't, and I just asked your producer they're not that.
Right, okay.
Listen, I'm doing out sea shanty for you, maybe.
Well, yeah, there you go. They were all the go this year, weren't they?
Sea shanty. They surely are.
Yeah. Thanks so much for taking our call. And you've posted another video there of little Fia. She's the cutest little thing. What age is she?
Oh, she's 2.5. Well, yeah. She'll be 3 in July. So, yeah, no, she's cute out.
Yeah, and the latest one, you arrive at the door and she drags you in to show you Donna, who's her little brother.
Yeah.
And then she goes, "Are you crying?" And you go no, and she goes, "Maybe a little bit, mammy."
A big bit, to be honest.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah, very emotional. So, Lieutenant Commander Grace Fanning, see, you're in charge of L.E. Roisin, and you're one of three women who are now in charge of ships in the Irish Navy.
Yeah, well, at the moment, I think I'm the only female.
Oh, you're the only female, are you? Right,
yeah,
okay.
But up to recently, I think we've had 5 or 6 over the years.
Yeah,
females gone before me that are captains of ships.
Right, okay. So tell us about your life then. How it's a 2-year stint, and how has that broke up?
Yeah, so basically it's broken up between sea and shore-based jobs. So you do 2 years on your ship and 2 years ashore. But your 2 years on the ship is basically broken up into patrols and are between 2 weeks. So you go 2 weeks away, 2 weeks home, or 4 weeks away, 4 weeks home.
Okay.
But that they try and keep that, obviously, as best they can for patrols, for family-friendly policies and all that. But, it's manageable at the moment. We'll see how we get on.
And how long are you in the Navy?
I'm in, coming up to 20 years. I just talked to my wife there. It's 20 years. It's a long time, yeah, and this September.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Carlow, a fine seagoing village called Ballin.
So you come from a landlocked county. So what was the desire then, the ambition to be in the Navy? Where did that come from?
Well, Ireland is small, it's an island, we're not far away from the sea.
But
the Slaney runs through my parents' farm, so maybe that's where it started.
Okay.
I've been seasick on the Slaney a few times, but basically I didn't, until I was sitting in the interview for the Navy, I didn't know there was a Navy, to be honest. I wanted to go to UCD to study agricultural science, but my mum says, "Oh, there was a girl down the road now that did that, and she's now working at a bank. There's no jobs in that. So she wanted to be a national school teacher. I wanted, I think I'm a bit of an action person. I wanted something different. So I went, my mum organised, I was 18, organised the cadetship interviews. I went down and did it. And 20 years later, I haven't looked back.
And is the cadetship for the whole army, or was there a specific Navy one?
So, there's specific Navy ones. So there's Army, Air Corps and Navy in the Defence Forces. So there's specific ones, yeah.
Right, okay. And why, have you had that chat with her? Why did she choose the Navy?
Well, I did. I went for the Army and the Navy.
Oh,
and,
yeah, did you? Right, okay.
Yeah, no, and I got both. And I have 6 brothers and sisters, and a sister, and I come from Carlow. So I wanted something different. And when I was down in the Navy, they listened to me. They seemed like they were so interested in what, you know, in me, and they wanted me to be part of their team. And I said, sure, any time in 2 years, if it didn't suit me or if I was seasick or missed home, I could leave. But yeah. 20 years later, I'm still here.
So you obviously took to it like excuse the pun, a duck to water.
Well, maybe my bosses wouldn't say that, but...
Yeah. So, just because I'm familiar with the hierarchy in the Army, but not so much with the Navy. So you're a Lieutenant Commander. So
yes.
Where is that now? What's the equivalent in the Army?
It'll be a Commandant Army.
Yes. So yeah. One step above a Captain.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's Captain of a ship, but the rank is Lieutenant Commander.
Aha. Right. And where do you go from here if you're going anywhere?
The next rank would be Commander.
Yeah.
So and then... If I wanted, obviously, then it's captain in the Navy, and then Commodore, which is the flag officer, which is the head of the Navy, which is the highest rank. And then obviously Chief Staff, we have Mark Mellett, Rear Admiral Mark Mellett is the Chief Staff. So.
And has there been a woman Chief of Staff yet?
No, highest rank in the Navy actually is Commander Roberta O'Brien. She just got promoted recently.
Right.
So they only started taking females in 1995 into the Navy.
And what's the, what percentage of the Navy are women?
At the moment, it's 6% in the Navy.
Right.
Yeah, so it's small.
And they're trying to increase that.
Yes, we're trying to, part of the white paper, look, I won't say too many buzzwords here, but yeah. Basically we want not only, like, females are 50% of the population, we need people in defence forces. I think I've done a lot of you know, these road shows where you go around and talk to females, yes. And they're always extremely interested in asking, oh, that seems like such a cool job. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And I tell them, oh, Jesus, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I'm like, no, why? Why couldn't you do it? And I explain to them that, you know, the physical side, they'll be well able. They train them from a base level all the way up. The mental side, everything is trained. You get training in everything.
Yeah.
So you don't need to be anything special to come in. You just want to have a cool job and cool life.
Why do you think women react like that? Men wouldn't.
Yeah, because I suppose it is a male-dominated environment. Yeah. Is, you know, you think of the military, you think of alpha males shouting in people's faces, but that's not how it is anymore.
Yeah. What do the Irish Navy do?
Yeah, people always ask me that. They always
Well, it's an obvious question, but
because when I think about it, we're in the Navy. We work on a ship over the horizon, so no one really sees what we do.
Yeah.
So I just the patrol I just came back in from. So day one, we got information there was a fishing vessel that was using undersized mesh, basically a small net in an area that was restricted. So we had to go down and check and make sure his nets, make him haul his nets and measure them, make sure they were okay. So then we were, so that's fishery protection. Like what the Navy does is the same as the Defence Forces. We protect Ireland's people and Ireland's resources. Mm. So at sea, we have like special areas of conservation where there's all these, like it's really interesting, coral down in off the west coast that has to be protected. The fishery stocks have to be protected. There's underwater cables joining Europe to America and the rest of the world.
They
need protected. Obviously, there's so much drug trafficking. Again, there's people trafficking. Like, we can't look the other way. These things are happening. We have to keep Ireland's resources and safe and our sea lines of communication. Again, I don't want to use too many buzzwords, but basically keep Ireland's oceans safe and people open for business.
And how long are you out, typically?
So this is my second patrol. So it's not what my few patrols here now is 2 weeks away, 2 weeks home, 2 weeks away, two weeks home.
It's a long time to be away from the kids, isn't it?
It is.
So Fia is 2.5, is it?
2.5, yeah.
And Donna is?
8 months.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty hard, but I'll try not to get upset. But it is hard, but a lot of people do it. But it's as hard as for me. My poor wife is at home. She is here by herself, 3 o'clock in the morning, if they wake up with a snotty nose, or she can ring me, but I mightn't have coverage. I mightn't have coverage, or I might be asleep. But it's ridiculously hard for her, and she's opened my eyes to how partners, stay home moms and dads, how they manage by themselves. It's hard.
Yeah, because 2.5 and 8 months, that's a handful there, isn't it? When you're on your own,
armful.
So would you encourage little Fia to go into the Navy?
Yeah, if Fia wants to be an astronaut, or if she wants to be a whatever she wants to be, I'll help her become that. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. It's a career for anyone. It's a career for, if you want an interesting career. Again, it has its downsides, don't get me wrong, obviously. I'm talking here about being away and finding it fairly hard, but it's the pros are outweigh the cons every day. I wouldn't be doing it, Ray, if I didn't.
No. We've met before, I believe, in Phoenix.
Yeah, we did.
That's a good while ago now, isn't it? It could be 12 or 13 years ago.
I was trying to think. I think it was 2009, maybe.
Yeah, 12 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, the Rose of Tralee.
It was part of the tradition of the Rose of Tralee that the roses went out to one of the ships that was moored. Is that the word, moored?
We were alongside in Phoenix.
In Phoenix. And you always treated us very, very well. We got on and there was cocktail sausages and triangular cut sandwiches and all that sort of thing. It was all very pleasant. And we got our picture taken up with the front.
Up at the forecastle,
either side of a big gun, was it?
I think that day was Roisin. It was actually Roisin. I was navigation officer out in Roisin.
Right.
And now I'm captain. But it's, out in front of the gun. It's a 76mm Automalera. It's a big piece of kit.
What about the claustrophobia of being out at sea for 2 weeks with the same people in a confined space?
Yeah, well, like the lockdown wasn't too hard for people in the Navy.
That's fair enough. We're used to
that sort of thing. But it's if you don't get on with people, it's a very bad job. But if it's a family, like Ray, we go out and, you know, my crew are unbelievable. we're like, we mesh so well together. And, you know, if there is people, someone who's not working hard or not team player, they get found out pretty quick.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, no, it's, you're a little family and a little tight knit group. It's, and they are amazing people out there. I know people are saying, you know, the millennials, they're whatever, they're the snowflakes. The young lads out there are hardworking, and they have great integrity. And I go to see with them in the morning, and I will be going to see with them in the morning.
How many's on the LA Roisin now? How many?
At the moment, we have 42 people.
And how many of those would be women?
At the moment, I have 3 females on board. Myself, my medic, and one of the supplies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. What did today mean to you, the opening up? Did it mean anything?
I wouldn't be a Niall Pennies fan, but my wife, I'd say, if I came home actually after being away for 2 weeks, and I was going to bring out the bins because the recycling bin was full, and I said to her, "Why is recycling full?" She'd be buying online Amazon.
Yes. Yeah.
as soon as I leave the house, I think your man drives up.
He waits around the corner.
She's gone. Let's rings me. Yeah.
Grace has gone to sea for 2 weeks. Come on.
But it doesn't affect me too much. In fairness, Carol does most of the shopping and all. I wouldn't like that too much.
Yeah, and Carol's an A&E nurse.
Oh no, she's just a nurse in Seaway.
Just nurse. Okay.
Sorry,
I didn't mean
to be very insulted. She's a nurse. She'd be dead off me now when I got home.
Sorry. She's a nurse. Sorry, that's my fault.
Yeah, she's a nurse in Cork University Hospital.
Right. And has she taken extended paternity leave?
Yeah, she's taken. So basically, I give birth to Fia and she gave birth to Donna.
Right.
So she is now currently on the 4 months unpaid. So we sat down, obviously, and discussed how we're going to manage me going back to sea. And she said she'll take the unpaid, which obviously is pausing her career and obviously halving our wages into the house. But she is doing that and she's going back to sea. She's going back to work in July. In fairness, because obviously I'm going to be gone, she's going to have to work reduced hours. She can't work 12-hour shifts. So the people at CUH have been really nice and kind and helpful. Right. So she's going to work shorter hours. But
great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work it around.
Final question. How do Fia and Donna get on? How did Fia, you know?
Yeah, no, initially she wasn't too enamoured. But she wasn't, like, she'd never... But now, actually, I've noticed since I've came home that if I'm giving him attention, she's quick to, you know, try and push him away and jump up on my lap. And I sit on your lap, mammy, I sit on your lap. She doesn't like me giving too much attention to him. But no, in fairness, they're both amazing, good little personalities. And he's so, I don't know, is it a man thing or what? He's really happy and nothing really fazes him.
No, and do you know what you find? Which the big shock to me was that little boys are so affectionate. They're so affectionate. Yeah. They love the hugs, they love the cuddles. Like, Tom is nearly 9 now. He still loves the hugs and the cuddles.
Aww.
And all that. So it's beautiful. Okay, listen, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us. Keep posting those videos to cheer us up. Lieutenant Commander Grace Fanning, what do you say when you can release somebody? You're free to go or whatever, no?
Carry on, I suppose.
Carry on, okay. Great talking to you, Grace.
Thanks,
see you now.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.